This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I can. It's all clear. Sunny skies, beautiful day today. And I came to that realization this morning. We got a reset year. It's all right. I see the Eagles plan now. Reset year. I've come to grips. I'm okay with it. Hugh not seeing it the same. And Kyle, of course, in full denial that we're in a reset year. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. Before this show ends and we hand it off to the afternoon show, we will crown a winner today, and that person wins a $100 gift card to Sunoco for all these hues. And it really, it's two thoughts. One, it's a great thing because we have a lot of people participating in the tough decision, but it's hard now because Kyle and I and the full committee of this bracket have to come together and narrow this down to 64 by next week.
The decision is brutal. I don't know where to go with this.
It's hard. There's so many hues. There's hues that we forgot about. I mean, the fact that someone brought up the fart from a couple summers ago is a big thing. I mean, there's a lot going
Which
on here.
Which did happen, by the way.
Oh, yeah. I mean, everyone.
That hue is going to stay there.
I know I don't have a leg to stand on this, but I did fart.
Yeah, and you could keep saying it. I mean,
I know I can, but nobody's going to believe me.
You will take this to the grave. I know.
I'm just saying, because I didn't fart.
Yeah, you will take it to the grave. All right, let's before we go back to the phone lines here, and we do have to get to a challenge, I guess a challenge that was reissued or kind of spun back around yesterday from one of our coworkers to Hugh. First, though, Kyle did say we have some news here, potential trade news for the Eagles. Am I going to hear this and say, not a reset season? What do you got?
No, you're not. Well, I mean, maybe. I guess if you're happy about this one guy getting out of here. This is according to Jordan Schultz. Says the Eagles have been open to trade talks involving Dallas Goedert and Bryce Hoff.
All right, well, the first one we knew. Obviously.
We're saved.
Dallas Goedert, that's been out there. Elliott had that a week ago. Now, I'm actually a little surprised he's still here. You know, I wonder if they are going to actually find a trade, and they're waiting to kind of finalize it, because Elliott seemed to think, and a lot of people did, they would just release him. But Goddard's still here, so that's, we'll see. But Hugh, the idea of them trading Bryce Huff, okay, what are they going to get back? I did say this the other day. They have 20 picks in the next 2 years. It would not shock me if they attached a pick to get someone to take him off their hands. I mean, if you have 20 picks, would it surprise you, Hugh, if they threw someone a sixth or a seventh to
yeah,
just take him?
Take this him. Guy, too. Yeah, that salary, though.
Well, that's why you have to attach the pick.
Yeah, that salary. I'm surprised a little bit because we sat here all week and we talked about how was there something – could you redeem yourself if you're Bryce Huff? I think that they're at the point where they look at the season that he had and you know, working with him intimately every day, that I guess Vic feels like, hey, there's no redemption. You know, and that's crazy because you saw what he did with the Jets in a limited role, and I thought that there was something there because the guy does have some wiggle. He has some moves. It's just amazing to me that he wasn't able to adapt his game to this team. Now, if you go put him somewhere else for that kind of salary, where would you put him though? Because that's a lot of salary to pay a guy who I guess for lack of a better way of saying it, is a one-trick pony.
Where would you trade him, you're saying? Or where would you keep him?
Well, Well, not that. Where would you trade? Who would pick him up? Because
I don't know.
The type of salary that he's making, I mean, he's not a starter, but that's a hell of a rotational salary to have.
No, you're right. Know? I don't know. I mean, I guess you could try, like, if there's a team that is, let's say there's a team that didn't sign a pass rusher this week, wants one in the draft, but then the board goes the wrong way and they're kind of stuck and they need something, and then you say, all right, take
them. Yeah, maybe. I feel like this. Because of the money that he makes, he's going to have to be here. And if I'm Bryce Huff, knowing what I know now, knowing that they probably want to trade me, I have to do everything within my power to try to become a tradable commodity or try to become a valuable commodity.
So
become an asset, yep, and don't be a liability.
The Eagles lose $5 million on the cap this year if they trade him before June 1st. They save $4.2 million if they trade him after June 1st. Now that, unlike, because I know they designated Slay a June 1st cut, when it's a trade, it has, like, the date actually matters. So it's like literally the day. So if you trade him before or after June 1st, it doesn't kill the Eagles monetarily to trade him, Hugh. If they find someone that will take him, that's, you can swallow $5 million to say goodbye. That's not going to kill them. So I don't think it would, I don't think it's a cap situation in terms of a trade. Like if someone will take him and they want to move him, they could do it. Yeah,
that's the thing. From what you've seen, and that salary, I know you're going to take a little bit of hit. Does somebody want to give him that money? Like some other team want to pay Bryce Huff for that?
I have no idea. I mean,
I guess no.
I mean,
that's what I'm thinking, because I'm pretty sure, you know, teams, if they were with some interest, a little bit of interest, you know, they're calling all the time, say, hey, what's up with Bryce Huff? You know, and I don't know if that's happened.
So the other, you said who would take him. I mean, I don't know who the other teams that were interested when he signed here last year. Maybe they say, we liked him then. It was a weird year. Let's get him now. I don't know.
This is still, I just can't see anybody with the situation being what it is. Because I was thinking maybe the Raiders, they're really trying, they would rather have, they want some offensive players, don't they? They probably want to put some offensive players around a quarterback, don't they?
You would think. I mean, they just traded for Geno Smith. We'll see.
Yeah.
If I was a team, there's no way I would trade for him. I mean, like, I'm one of
Seattle.
Unless, again, if the Eagles are willing to give me a pick.
Yeah.
That's happened before. I think it was who's that quarterback the Broncos had on Texans? Osweiler.
Yeah, Brock Osweiler.
Yeah, teams. Now, I don't think you have to attach a second round pick to get rid of Bryce Huff. But if you attach a five, a team might be like, all right, we'll take a flyer. Give us a pick.
Wasn't Osweiler Elliott's guy in that draft?
He had some different guys over the years. He had their franchise swag.
Mm-hmm.
Paxton Lynch, was that a name?
Oh, that it might have been him instead.
I think it was Paxton Lynch. That feels like an
Mr.
LA
I could
guy.
Be an NFL GM.
Yeah, where are we on that? Do we think LA could be a GM in the
no.
NFL?
Did you hear the Rosenberg yesterday?
Yeah, you know what? I did. It was a good interview with Spike in the afternoon show, and Ike and Fritz.
Run circles around Elliott.
When you listen to really smart people try to explain things, you realize, like, I listened to their interview with him yesterday. I was trying to learn something we could use, and then I just came away from it like, he's so much smarter than
me. It knocks you down a peg.
Yeah, like,
for sure.
I think I get by. I'm on average intelligence. He's really smart.
Sorry, Elliott, but another one. He didn't like the Quinion Mitchell pick.
Yeah, you're going to bring up Noah Vonleh next? Or is
well,
that a different
story? I was sticking to the NFL. Okay. I could have. That's a trump card. But,
yeah. That's an all-timer on there.
I'm not feeling GM Elliott Shore.
No. I don't think so. Gary's in Vineland. What's up, Gary?
What's going on?
Hey, Gary.
So Daryl Morey said we're angry. We're angry because you suck. Like, and then to go on to these shows and have his, like, little laughing buddies in the background when he makes these stupid comments. Oh, my God. Like, I look at my phone when I get the alerts, and I'm like, oh, great, they're losing again. Maybe we could do something.
Yeah, it's almost, Gary, it's condescending. I mean, like if he had three rings on his fingers or even a ring, I could say, all right, like, whatever. It comes off weird, but you're a champion. He's never won anything. His teams have never been in the finals, and he's got a team that's one of the worst in basketball this year with two horrendous contracts. Like, don't act like you're smarter than everybody.
Yeah, he's got the Doc Rivers playbook. Like, this arrogance is just so disgusting.
It fits the Sixers, unfortunately. Win nothing and act like you know what you're doing. It really is amazing.
Yep, I agree. But I don't think the Eagles are in a rebuild. I think they got a solid core, and I think we have the coaches in place that could coach up the people we bring in. I mean, they've proven it. I mean, it's only been 1 year, but, you know, I just don't think we're going to slip that far back.
Well, that feels like the most, like the saving grace, that it's a lot of change. They're probably going to be a little bit less talented, but the coaching staff, I mean, Hugh, if they could do half the job they did this year and they have competent or good, you know, whatever you want to say, players, they'll be okay.
I think that's what they're counting on, Joe. I really do. When I look at this and how quickly they moved on from some guys and how quickly these guys, you know, picked up Vic Fangio's defense, mm-hmm. I feel like they feel that if we make a reset and get some more like-minded guys or like individuals that we can duplicate or come close to what we were last year. That's what I'm thinking.
Gary, what do you got for us for a Hugh? Who's your favorite Hugh?
So this guy bought a house, and I know the area in a you know, expensive area. He got a new job, refused to get a coat. I got standing on business Hugh. He just won't. No, I ain't buying no $800 mattress. I just bought a $100,000 house, but nah.
Stand on business Hugh is a good one. Now, here's my question. Gary, good phone call. The stand on business Hugh, and is there a stubborn Hugh? Are they the same thing?
We have Doug in Douglas.
Stand on business.
They're all about the same thing. Though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. That's what I mean. Like, we could wrap that into Doug in. Yeah. He's Doug in.
Stand on business, Doug in, it's stubborn.
Doug in, yeah, Doug in Douglas, more alliterative, yeah, like we like, you know.
And it all comes from a place of Hugh stubborn.
Correct.
Yeah, I mean, this is being stubborn by saying you're not stubborn. It's yeah, it's kind of stubborn.
I'm not stubborn. Mm-hmm.
Spike in Bristol. Hey, Spike.
Spike.
Spike?
Spike.
Okay.
Moment to be.
You know, she called me to complain that she wasn't getting on the air quick enough.
See, but then we could do this and...
Mm-hmm. Sounds like she was asleep. Might caught a nap.
Who was that the other day? Was it Carl or someone?
No, it was Joe in the Northeast.
Oh, Joe.
Passed out on us.
My apologies, Carl. I said you fell asleep and you know. All right, well, let's put Spike back on hold. All right, can we go from that Spike to the other Spike? Yesterday, so before the show ended yesterday, Hugh, you threw a challenge flag. And
yes.
You challenged the idea that Spike Eskin can do 250 push-ups in a day, which is what he says he does. And he was actually telling me out there in the little cafeteria of like how the process works. So he goes for walk, and then he does 20, or he does 50, and then he walks 20 minutes, does 50 more. So I got to hear the whole thing. Mm-hmm. But you challenged the idea he could do this.
I didn't, and let me just be clear. Like, I offended Spike the way that I said it. But I did find something out yesterday about that show and my friend. They are highly aggressive. They're like a bunch of young pit bulls that will rise to any challenge and feel like, you know, if they feel like they're being offended, they will bite back. Mm. I was asking questions because I was trying to understand how you did your push-ups. And I immediately offended him. And it was by accident. I do a lot of stuff. Like the other day, I was poking the bear and I was poking him with the Josh Allen stuff. But I swear to you, I did not mean to make him upset. But he got mad when I asked him, did he do his push-ups on his knees? And he got a little upset.
Well, I guess that means he does it. So yesterday he responded. They did bring this up because Jack, top 5 of 5 yesterday was the things we did to get to the bottom 2 at WIP. One of which was Rod Lakin saying he was sick on Monday, and we don't know if he was. But beyond that, we had one of them was whether or not Spike actually does 250 push-ups a day. And then I guess it led to this, where Spike issued the challenge back at you, Hugh.
And the reason I do push-ups is I can't lift weights because of my back. Yeah. So I do core exercise. So I do planks and I do push-ups, which are good for your core. Yeah. You feel this. I want you to feel that right there. Feel that core. Slap on it right there.
Oh, yeah, that's solid.
See,
solid.
Is it?
Well, it's much solider than mine.
See?
Believe me, I wouldn't let you do that to my stuff.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. I'm sick of the disrespect, especially from Hugh. And here's the other thing. I can do more push-ups than Hugh. I guarantee you I can do more push-ups than Hugh.
That sounds like a challenge.
Well, he's a big guy. It's harder to... Certainly
more weight for him to push up.
Yes. The one thing I would add in my favor here is it's a lot easier to push up the 150-some pounds than it is 250-some pounds. I don't know what Hugh weighs.
I would agree.
See, this is the thing, because this is where the conversation went left with me and Spike. We couldn't agree on what a push-up was, because I'll be the first to tell you, the way that I do push-ups doesn't sound like Spike does them the way that I do them. Mm. So with that being said, I don't know what he's going to consider a push-up. So that's where we're probably not going to see eye to eye.
Okay.
But
do you think you could do more?
Do I think I can? Yeah. But here's the thing. Spike's not going to be able to do the push-ups that I do. He's not going to be able to do them, and I know that. Because if he did, his arms would be a lot bigger than they are, and his chest would be a lot bigger than they are. No disrespect. Well, I mean, I guess we're here now, so they'll leave me say no disrespect, because he's going to feel like I'm being disrespectful anyway. But that's why I said what I said, because like I said, when I hugged Spike the other day, his core might be tight, but he's a little soft. Spike feels squishy. He was a squishy man. And I'm sorry, but he's a little squishy. And I don't believe he could do 50 push-ups. I don't believe he could crank out 50 push-ups.
Well, do you accept this challenge?
Yeah. I'll accept it.
Oh, there's only one way
but
to solve it.
But here's the thing. This is where the problem lies. The way that I already know where this is going to go. The way that I do push-ups, Spike's going to say that's not a push-up. Because, number one, Spike's arms are longer than mine. We've already established the fact that I'm a T-Rex to a certain extent. And I'm going to do, my push-ups are going to be a little bit tightly grouped.
And by the way, just write T-Rex Douglas down just to put bracketology.
This is also excuse maker Douglas.
I'm not making an excuse.
Couldn't you just do the ones he does?
Spike probably going to do them. I would say he probably does granny push-ups. I don't know what those look like. Spike was very, very. Let me tell you why I'm a little leery. Because Spike was very, very guarded in the way that he talked about his push-ups.
But he seems very confident that he does do these 250 a day. I believe him.
I would say Spike, I still don't believe that. Spike, I have to see this. I have to see him do the 50. And then I would tell you, I would then accept the challenge, because I don't know how he's doing them.
So you want to see it?
I want to see it, because I'm telling you, the way that I do 50 push-ups, he couldn't do the push-ups the way that I do them. Couldn't do it.
But couldn't I say...
I haven't done a push-up, and I'll say this, haven't done a push-up in years, but I'll take that challenge if he do them the way that I'm going to do them.
I can't wait for this.
Excuse maker, Douglas.
I ain't making no excuses. I'm just...
It's also a little filibuster, spin doctor... Sometimes all the hues come out in one conversation.
Because listen, when I asked Spike yesterday, he looked at me and he said, if I do these push-ups, I don't want to hear anything else about this. So I was like, okay, now I got curious. I was like, okay, how are you doing them? Because anybody that has ever done a push-up, now this is where it becomes, he's probably going to feel attacked because I am attacking him at this point. When you do push-ups, if you do them the right way, you feel them in your triceps, and you feel them in your chest. Has anybody ever looked at Spike and said, boy, his triceps and his chest is big? Because I tell you one thing I do know. If I did 50 push-ups a day for 5 days, my arms are going to look different, and my chest is going to look different because it's going to be tighter, right? You're going to fill out. It's because you're pumping blood into your extremities, and you're looking swole. Has Spike ever come in here looking swole after he's done 250 push-ups every day?
To be honest, I never thought about this until this week.
Spike has no muscle tone. When have you looked at Spike and said, hey, that guy, he looks like a specimen? Joe, you got more muscle tone than Spike.
Well, I don't have any.
And you run.
I have zero, so.
So, but it's like, come on, dog.
Sorry. So let's. I guess we have to do this, right? This has to happen. We have to.
Of
course. Yeah, all right. So at some point, we got to do some push-ups in here. It did remind me today of the era when you would do the ab roller in here, and then one day you fell over.
I bust my chin. Hey, but you know what's going to happen? Like, see, since the incident of the challenge, I'm going to go home tonight, and I'm going to crank out.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to crank out me 50 and see where we at. Because I haven't done it in a while. Hell, while you playing, I could probably do it in a break and see how many I can do.
You got your life alert on deck there, bud?
No, listen. even though I don't like to move a lot, don't mean I can't. I only move when it's prudent.
Yeah, life alert, Douglas. You haven't fallen recently, have you?
Nah. Yeah. I've been working on that.
Okay, good. That's good. And that's not a good thing. All right, Spike is back up. She says she wasn't asleep. What's up, Spike?
Hi. So I'm sorry. I was trying to talk and my phone was evidently on mute.
Oh, that happens.
So anyway,
it's a likely excuse.
I want to say that as the mother of seven sons and wife of a husband, I would be very disappointed in a football player that did not fart, because my guys don't have that going for them, and they're all prolific farters.
So you should embrace the fart, is what she's saying. Exactly. Embrace it.
I'm saying that don't get on you for farting.
No, it's Spike. It's okay that he farted. It's the denial. We all know he did it. I mean, the whole audience knows what happened here.
I did fart.
Don't lie.
Well, I need a deposit slip. So here's the thing. I have a name for Hugh. It's Ho Dog Hugh, because he talks about the side piece thing like he knows about it.
Oh, Ho Dog Hugh.
And so I'm sorry. I had to say that.
Oh, well, no, I'm glad you did. All right, Spike, we appreciate it. So Ho Dog Hugh is added to the mix. So we got to pick a winner here, Kyle. We got a $100 gift card to Sunoco. Who is our winner today? What's the best one we heard?
So
it's been so many.
We've decided that out of principle, we can't give it to Cowboy Jim, even though I thought he might have had the best one.
Out of principle. Yeah. Okay. I mean, I can't have a week where the Eagles lose good players and give it to a Cowboys fan.
I agree. So I guess to narrow it down, the best ones after that, Harvard Hugh from Phil.
That's a good one.
Commercial Hugh. From Jay, Mumbles Douglas from Tom,
Mumbles Douglas.
and then Gassy Hugh from Bruce.
Now the fact that he denies the fart hurts that the
it is going on the bracket.
Yeah, it is. Mumbles Douglas is pretty good.
Mumbles Douglas is. I feel like that's on us that we forgot about.
Yeah,
that one.
Because he's a big part of things.
But I'm glad that we were reminded.
He'll get votes too, Mumbles Douglas, yeah. in the bracket.
I agree.
Is it Mumbles?
Yeah, I think Mumbles.
All right, Mumbles Douglas wins here.
No. Spike has went to social media.
Oh no.
Spike has went to social media. He's made a post.
Well, that means now that we're here, there's no going back. So that's what's happened at the station this week. Tyler and Delaware, blame the Eagles for this. They lose all these players. We gotta do this. Tyler, what's up, buddy?
Yeah, what's going on with you, Joe and Kyle?
What's up, man?
Hey, first of all, Hugh.
Yes.
Remember, when I saw you a few days ago, I still got to get it to you. I got a couple bottles of vodka for you and Joe.
Vodka.
So that way,
vodka
nice vodka from Delaware.
Stay side. Go hard.
Make sure we take care of you.
Well, thank
you. Anywho, I can't believe Preach That Petty Douglas, the PTPD, didn't get a vote on the bracket. Because for the amount of times, Hugh, that you be preaching that petty on this station across all sports teams, I mean, Two Sox Douglas is in that. From your playing days on the Jets, I mean, all those Hughes. That, to me, is my favorite Hugh.
Yeah,
you.
And Hugh does preach a lot of petty. I mean, he's petty 24/7. He really is petty.
Absolutely. But, Joe, mm-hmm. I'm going to hit you and Hugh real quick with 2 points, one on the Sixers, one on the Birds.
Okay.
First of all, Daryl Morey needs to go. I mean, hearing Daryl Morey speak, I went from caring about the Sixers to them being a nuisance to now I just, like, I don't feel anything when the Sixers lose.
You know.
And that's a dangerous place to be.
Yeah, apathy is not where teams want us to be. Nope.
No. And as I said, I hope the Sixers continue to lose. I like to win as much as the next dude, but if it helps us get a top five player in the draft, I'm all for it. Switching gears to the Birds, Joe, you know I was a lot like you where I was like, why are we losing so many good defensive players?
Mm-hmm.
I have a little bit of you still in me, but you make a compelling case, my brother. I don't view this year as a reset year. I view this year going into this next season as Howie is going to draft younger players to make sure he can pay those guys like Reed Blankenship, Jalen Carter, Quinn Yan and Cooper, and still make this team competitive. That's one thing I appreciate about Howie. Howie wants to win.
Well, Tyler, you're right about that. Tyler, we got to go because we're running up against it. We appreciate it. Have a great weekend. All right, this was a fun day today. Next time we talk to you guys, we will be in Clearwater, Florida with the Phillies on Monday. You guys have a great rest of your Friday. Afternoon show is next. Spike Eskett says Hugh Douglas is on the clock officially.
Yes, he did.
Afternoon show next, live from Chickies on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Go Birds!